Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Gimel. We are up to Sif Yud Gimel, which is the second line on page Reish Chaf Aleph, which is the page following 440. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, Lechi HaMoshech Im Dofno Shal Mavui, a lechi that extends with the wall of the Mavui, that you put the tip of the lechi against the thickness of the wall. This will be a case that in terms of seeing the lechi, from the inside you don't necessarily notice the lechi, but from the outside you do see the lechi. The point of the lechi, the edge of the lechi, does not cover the entire width of the dofen. Now, to see a picture of this, this is what we saw in the last year on page 440 at the bottom, in diagram number 7. So there is a three-walled mavui, and on one of the sides is a lechi that extends the wall, but it's not the same thickness of the wall, it's on the outside of the wall. So the Mechaber tells us, if that lechi is pachos me arba amos, nidon mishum lechi, if it's less than 4 amos, it is judged like a lechi, umishtamish imchudu hapnimis. And you would be allowed to carry in the mavui up to the closer end of the lechi, meaning the part of the lechi that is closest to the mavui. But if it's arba amos, nidon mishum mavui. But if it's 4 amos, so as we discussed, 4 amos is already considered a wall of a mavui, so then it is just considered a wall of the mavui, and the mele va'osar l'shtamesh b'chal mavui, you cannot carry in the mavui anymore. Sharei ein kan lechi, because now it's considered like there's no lechi there. So when a lechi is more than 4 amos, we view it not as a lechi, but rather as a wall. So if it's less than 4 amos, so then it's a lechi, you can carry inside the mavui. If it's more than 4 amos, it's just an extension of the wall, and you would not be allowed to carry. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadam Mem Dalet, HaMoshech Im Dofno L'Orech HaMavui. It extends with the wall through the length of the mavui. Sif Kadam Mem Hei She'ein Chudo She'lechi M'chasa. The point, the edge of the lechi does not cover the entire wall. Ela kotzer mimenu. Rather, the lechi is more narrow than the wall. V'nimshoch lahalo letzad achori amavui. And it extends outward on the side of the outer side of the mavui. Kemoshe tziyarnu le'el b'siftesa m'shabura. And this is like the picture that I just referenced on page 440, picture number 7 on the bottom. Sivkotan membav im chudo apnimi. Rotzalomer, what it means to say is, shemutur ayidei halechi l'shtamish b'chal amavui. Because of this lechi, which is not more than 4 amos, you would be allowed to carry throughout the entire mavui ad chudo apnimi shalechi v'lo yoser. Only until the closest point of the lechi to the mavui, but no further. The after kaimalom b'simin shin samachesiv, even though we're going to see later, the bein halechai and mutur l'shtamish, that usually across from the lechi you are allowed to carry. Hachashani here is different. The hahatzara sheni kotzer mizeh. Here you have a lechi only on one side, and the wall on the other side does not extend to where the lechi is. She'ein dofen kineged halechi. There is no wall across in the lechi, and therefore, although the lechi will be matir, they're carrying in the mavui only up until the point of the lechi that is closest to the mavui, you will not get the rest of the 3.5 amos of the lechi to allow you to carry across from it. Sivkatem emzayin, if it's arba amos, then already nido mishum mavui, then we don't view the lechi as a lechi anymore, then it gets the din of a mavui. Tekev under hu arba amos, since his lechi is 4 amos, shehu ba'alma shir orach mavui, as we've been discussing, 4 amos is in general the shir of the length of a wall of a mavui. So yotzei mitoras lechi v'nechshav l'kos mavui. So this lechi goes out from the category of a lechi and it goes into the category of a mavui. V'chein mavui sha'asa l'orech ha-mavui lifnim l'chaim ketanim harbi ritzufim b'pachos mishlosh atfachim ze'ei talzeh b'meshach arba amos. So too, if you look at picture number 41, that's what he describes. Instead of making a regular lechi, you put up boards that are skinny but are within 3 tfachim from each other. So by saying loved, you end up having a lechi that is 4 amos. So the case is that it's done on the inside of the mavui, like picture 41 again. V'chein mavui, sha'asa la'orech hamoi lifnim, that you made on the length of the mavui, on the inside of the mavui, l'chaim ketanim, small lechis, harbe, many of them, ritzufim, consecutive, bepachas mishlosha tfachim zeitzelzeh. They're all within three tfachim of each other, less than three tfachim. Bemeshach arba amos, over the area of four amos. So the din is, einu niter ha-mavui bazeh. The mavui will not become mutter to carry in because of that lechi. Dekevan she'en bepachos mishol shetfachim zeh mizeh, because since the lechis are all within three tefachim of each other, chashuvim kulam kelechi echad. They're all considered one large lechi, shemachzik arba amos berachfo, which has four amos in its width. And the meal, like we've been saying, v'yotzei mitoras lechi v'nechshav kekosel. It goes out from being a lechi and is considered now the wall. V'ein lechi l'mavui zeh. And now this mavui has no lechi, because it has many lechis, but they're all joining together to be four amos, which gives it a din of the mavui, so there's no other lechi. Mikom akom, but still, there is a case where it would matter. Im ha-lechi ha-rishon sh'omei b'k'tzei ha-mavui. If the furthest one from the mavui, the last lechi, towards the Rishis HaRabim, Eino Omed B'Shofa Im Ketzei HaMavui. It's not flush with the wall of the Mavui, El Nimshach Tzas Min HaMavui Lefnim. Rather, you left off a couple of inches of the wall of the Mavui, and you started your consecutive Lechis only after that. So the Lechi is more inside the Mavui. So then, Nidon Mishom Lechi, then it would be judged as a Lechi, Kevan Shenerim B'Chutz. Since if you're standing outside and you look inward, you see that this is not really part of the wall. There's a wall and then there's the lechis. So then it would be considered as a lechi that's near v'chutz and it would be matir. Sivkaton memches v'asr l'hishtamish. This is going on the last point of the Mechaber where he says that if that lechi that continues the wall of the mavui and it's four amos long, so then it's considered a wall of the mavui. It's not considered a lechi. You can't carry there. This is going to be asr even if you put it there l'shein lechi. This is not similar to what we saw in yesterday's shir in Sifyot Beis. There we said if you put it down as a lechi, even though it's more than four amos, it gets the din of a lechi. Here you put it down l'shein lechi, it still won't help. What's the difference? There you put it the other way. You close up the entrance of the mavui with a lechi. You close up through this wide lechi the opening of the mavui. Therefore, it's not worse than any other lechi. Just like any other lechi is matir, this lechi that sticks out in the middle of the airspace of the mavui, so that's also going to be matir. It's not any worse because it's larger. Which is not the case over here, where it's not going through the airspace of the mavui, rather it's just extending the wall of the mavui, going in the other direction. Here you set it up lengthwise, extending the wall. Just looks like you're adding onto the wall, and therefore, even if you put it there with the right intentions of Shem Lechi, if it's more than four amos, it does not count as a Lechi, and you cannot carry in that Mavui. Says the Mechaber, Vayter, Sif Yudalit, a little bit of a new topic. We've been discussing, you have a three-wall Mavui, you have to close up the fourth side, there are two ways to close it up. One is with a Lechi, that's what we've been discussing the last few shiurim. The other way is a korah, which you can look at picture number 43. A korah is a board that goes from one wall of the mavui to the other wall of the mavui. Instead of a lechi, which is just a standing post on one side, a korah closes off the top of the opening of the mavui from one wall to the other wall. So says the Mechaber in Sif Yudalad, Yesh od hechsher acher l'mavui. There is another way to make kosher a mavui. Haparetz beruach revius, that is open fully on the fourth side, and that is bekora with a beam. Sheanichena arosh hamavui, that you place on top of the mavui. Actually, arosh hamavui means by the head of the mavui, by the beginning, by the entrance of the mavui, as we'll see. Vitzorach sheanichena al kosle hamavui. The way you have to place that kora is on top of the walls of the mavui, like we see in picture 43. Avol im noach shtei yesedos. But if you just put in two pegs, Eitzel HaMavui, next to the Mavui, Bachutz, and the pegs are really outside the Mavui, Afilu B'Samachlo, even if it's right up against the Mavui, V'Hinicham Aleihem, and you place the Korah on those pegs, it's going to be Pasul. Now that is picture 44. So a Korah, in order to be Kasher, has to be like picture 43 on top of the walls. Picture 44, the Lechi is, the Korah is not on the walls, there's some pegs sticking out of the walls and you put the lechi on the pegs, that's not good. It has to mamish be on top of the wall. Says the Mishnah Berurah of cutting it out, but Kora, shal yideze yeh heker. Through having this Kora, you have a sign, shalo yavou lahachlif ulatato bereshisharam gemura. You'll see this sign closing up the fourth side. You will not confuse this mavui with a regular Rosh Hashanah come to carry there. V'gam shelo yavo lo taltam imenu v'lachutz. Also, it will be a safeguard to remind you not to carry beyond that point, not to go carry from the mavui into the Rosh Hashanah. Sivkata nun, the Korah has to be al rosh ha-mavui, which is by the entrance of the mavui. Rosh Salomar means to say the k'tzei ha-mavui, by the edge of the mavui. If you put the Korah from wall to wall, but not at the end of the Mavui, but somewhere in the middle, so Ayin L'Kamon, the Sifla Mebez, we'll discuss that halacha later on in the Simen. Sifkata Nun Al Havim Na'atz. But if you're stuck in pegs like picture 44, it's not good. Hainu. Shetochav Shnei Yisedos B'Shnei Aksolim. You put in two pegs into the two walls, one peg into each wall. Mizeh u'mizeh, from this side and that side, the side of Rishirabim, the side of Rishirabim. U'mash ekosav afilu b'samuchlo. That which the Mechaber says, even if you do it very close to the Mavui, hainu, it means to say, shayisedos hayuk tzaros ma'od. It means they're very small pegs. So by placing the Korah on the pegs, you're putting it right next to the wall of the Mavui. U'memelu k'sheniach ha-Korah aleihem, u'memelu, when you place the Korah on these pegs, ha-yosamuch la'ksalim, it is really close to the walls, below shum hesek ben time, there's no separation. It's right outside the walls on those pegs, afilu achi pasal, still it's no good. V'atam, the reason is, the Korah agabik salim ba'inam, we always need the Korah to be on top of the walls. She'ein nirish shebol lahachshir ha-mavui. It does not give the appearance that it's coming to be mashir the mavui. Elokeshu toh chalol shamavui, unless it is within the airspace of the mavui, which means it has to be on top of the walls, not on the pegs that are right outside the airspace of the mavui. She'ein derech shum tikra. It's not the way of any covering, v'shum kora, or any beam, lasita, to place it, el agabi aksalim. You normally place beams and coverings on top of the walls, v'lomi b'chutz, and not outside. V'dafka kora. This is dafka by the case of the beam. Avalechi. But a lechi, a little chazara, lo ba'ina to chalol shamavui. The lechi does not have to be within the airspace of the mavui, el afilu chutz lachalol hamavui. A lechi could be even outside the airspace of the mavui. Ukein ha'id is sif yud gimel hanal, like we saw just before in sif gimel, when it was extending the wall of the mavui, so obviously it was outside the mavui, as long as it was less than 4 amos, it was a good lechi, it was not at all in the airspace of the mavui. The time of the milsa, the reason for the chiluk between the lechi being allowed to be outside the airspace of the mavui and the korah having to be over the airspace of the mavui, the lechi afilu omid b'chutz nikar shebol hachsha mavui. A lechi outside is clear that it's coming to mashah the mavui, mashah enkein b'korah, which is not the case by a korah. It's not the normal place to put a korah, and therefore that would not be mashir it being outside. It would have to be on top, kana, like we said before. Sevkotun and days. Picture number 4 is going to be puzzle. The notch they say those bakarka. Let's say the pegs that you put are not in the walls, like picture 44. Rather, you stuck in two pegs into the ground. Samuch lekasa hamavui, very close to the walls of the mavui. Mizeu mizem, both sides. Mibachutz, outside the walls of the mavui. V'iniach ha-korah lehem, and on that you place the korah. Kosher mitam lechi. That would work, midin lechi. And if you look at the Sha'atzir in Lamed Zayin, he points out, Eini yodea amaylo kosu da ha'isa bazeh nami tzorza pesach. I'm not sure why the Mishnah Berurah is saying that, or the Mishnah Berurah is quoting Achronim that are saying that's going to be kosher because of the din lechi. You also really have a tzorza pesach, because you have it's calling it a peg. It's a yoseid on this side and that side, but obviously it's high up, so it's like a reed on one side, reed on the other, then the kon al gabayin. So the chora, you should have a tzoras ha-pesach with that korah on top. Why is the Mishnah Berurah bringing the achronim that call it a lechi and not a higher closing of the mavui, which would be a tzoras ha-pesach? Says the mechaber vayter sif tesvav v'tzorach she'anichena kedei lahatir ha-mavui. Very important point. When you put a korah to close up the fourth side of the mavui, that has to be your intention, that you placed it in order to be mat to the mavui. Avol, but in lo nasis l'shem kach, if you do not place the beam for that reason on top of your mavui, afilu samchu alei mi'er Shabbos, even if you relied on it already from before Shabbos, psula, it's no good. This is as opposed to what we saw by Alechi ha'omed memela, Alechi that you just found there, it was not put l'shem lechi, will be a good lechi. But now when Mechaber is telling us when it by a korah, you can't just happen to find it there. It has to be that the korah was placed there in order to be matir the mavui. Let's see what the chiluk is in the Mishaburah, Sif Katan and Gimel. Avol im lo. So again, the Mechaber said, if it wasn't made l'shem kach, why on earth would one put a beam from wall to wall on top of his mavui if his intention is not to matter the mavui for carrying? So says the Mishabura, sometimes you would place a beam from wall to wall to strengthen the beams. Like we put in our sukkah, you put the beams across, it gives more strength and more stability to the walls. V'chok yagav, nor any similar case, if that's why you put it there, that will not be good. Sivkotan and dalet afilu samchwaleh, even if you were relying and thinking about using it from before Shabbos, not good. V'after b'lechi kaimelon misivyut aleph. Even though when it comes to lechi, we hold in sivyut aleph. Dim samchu olav mi'er Shabbos, if you thought about using it from before Shabbos, mahani, it helps afilu b'omim me'elav. Even if it was there on its own, you didn't put it there, it's fine as long as you thought about it from before Shabbos, but here it's no good. Why? Shani hasan, there it's different by lechi. De lechi mishum mechitza. A lechi and a korah are serving different purposes. A lechi is considered a din mechitza. U'mechitza ha'omedes me'eleha gam ki have a mechitza. A wall is a wall. So if a wall happens to be there, it's a wall. So since a lechi is we din mechitza, if the lechi happens to be there, it gets the same din. If the lechi happens to be there, as long as you thought of it and you factored it in from before Shabbos, it will be kosher. Aval korah mishum heker. But like we said before, a korah is not considered a wall. A korah is just considered a sign to remind you not to carry in a different Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and not to carry outside into this Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It is not a mechitza, it is a heker. Ukishalo huncha l'shem kach, if it wasn't put l'shem korah, lo havi heker, then it doesn't accomplish that heker that you're supposed to have. V'ayim b'prima gadim shem etzadim, look in the b'prima gadim who leans to say, da'afilu haya ha'korah ruchava arba tfachim, even if the korah was so wide, it was four tfachim, gam kein lo mahani, it still will not help if it was not placed there, l'shem korah, v'ayim b'ralacha, will stop here and continue next time, Mirtz Hashem, with Siv Tazayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.